Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Junior Giants Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. And I am happy to have with me this morning my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giant reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As always, I want to thank their parents for and grandparents for allowing them to be prepared for the show this morning and for just allowing them this time. I recognize that on Saturday mornings is a very busy time in households with small children and or with children of any age. And so I do appreciate the fact that you allow them to share this time with me. I just want to let my Junior Giants know that I appreciate the effort that they're putting forth in doing their assignments because it takes a little time. They have to sit in on a conference call to get their assignments, and then they have to actually do the work. And so I am appreciative to them for the effort that they put in. This morning, our topic is going to be Letting My Light Shine, and they're going to talk to us about letting their light shine and exactly what that means to them. We are in peculiar times or strange times, and I want the children to know that they can be themselves. They don't have to worry about being ashamed of being a Christian and loving their God. The world that we're living in now, everybody reps whatever it is that they believe in, and I want the children to feel encouraged and strengthened in repping the God that they believe in. They go to church on Sundays. They live in Christian homes, and they need to be able to take who they are with them everywhere they go. I'm seeing that more and more that young Christian children are standing up for what they believe. They're not leaving their beliefs at the schoolroom door. And I believe that if they can take Jesus into the classroom with them, things will just go much better. It's impossible for it not to. So therefore, we have the title this morning, Letting Our Light Shine. Before we get started, let me start with the commercials, and then we'll get right into the show. I want to let you know that we are yet recruiting for reporters. I did a tally in a meeting that we had to see how many of our children are getting ready to age out, and it's too many. And this show is for children between the ages of 7 and 12. And so if you have children of that age, please give me a call if this is something that they might want to try or, you know, really get into. You can reach me at 678-516-5570. You can also send me an email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com, or you can go on the webpage and send me a message, and it will come to me. That is at www.juniorgiantspeak.com. And I would love to hear from you, and we will get your child enrolled. Like I said, it's for children between the ages of 7 and 12. We also have a component of Junior Giants that is teaching life skills. And if you have children who are in need of life skills, every child doesn't need medication. Every child doesn't need a psychiatrist. Sometimes they just need to learn some skills that can help them maneuver through life and make good decisions and do the things that are in their best interest. So if you have children of that fall into those categories, give me a call, and we will set up some time to meet with you. And I want to thank you for this commercial break. So now we're going to get started with our show. I have several Junior Giants with us this morning, and I'm excited to hear what they're going to say. For those of you who are listening in, I would appreciate if you would like to comment on the show that you listen to on today. You can see us, we're on Facebook, as some of you can see, and you can also log into juniorgiantspeaks.com/blogtalkradio and make a comment there also. we're going to get started with this morning. I think we're going to start with Ms. Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How was your week?
My week is good.
Okay, and so what made your week good?
I used to have failing grades in social studies, and then this Friday in my Friday folder, I got a 100 on one of my social studies tests, and I was really happy.
Okay, so why do you think there's a difference? What did you do differently?
I studied harder.
Okay, very good. Good job, then. Good job. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, friends and family. Today's topic is called Let Your Light Shine. What I think Let Your Light Shine means is that when you are treated the way where you feel down, stand tall and know that God is with you. How I let my light shine at school and home is by doing my best to do what's right and kind. When it's hard for me to let my light shine is when I get in trouble for lying and I get upset. What I like about being a Christian is when God blesses me through hard and easy things in my life, when he uses another to bless me and my family. I am your Junior Giant reporter, Michelle Hendricks, and have a good weekend. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Michelle, that was a nice report. Can you tell me something? How do you let your light shine with your friends?
Like with my friends? With my friends, like when me and my friends see somebody who feels down and who feels lonely, we go over and help them and help them feel happy and help them feel better.
Okay. So do your friends know that you are a Christian?
Yes.
Okay. One more question. Oh, no, I think I saved that for the question of the day. Okay. Well, good job. Good job.
Thank you.
We're gonna keep moving this morning. Our next junior giant is going to be Miss Alyssa. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning, Mrs. Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Did you have a good week this week?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what made it good?
Well, this week at school, I worked hard and I got good grades.
Okay. That's great. I like hearing that. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Junior Giant Alyssa. I think it means to let your life shine is to be yourself. At school, I let my life shine by being myself and being with my friends and learning. At home, I let my life shine by having fun with friends and family. When I'm with friends, I let my life shine by visiting them and always being kind to them. When I am sad and not with my family, it is difficult to let my life shine. What I enjoy about being a Christian is that I respect God and I know I can always go to Him if I need to, and that God takes care of everybody on the planet. I am Junior Giant Alyssa, and have a great day.
Thank you very much, Alyssa. Okay.
You're welcome.
So, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. Thank you very much. So, Miss Alyssa, do you ever have discussions with your friends about God?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And tell me about one of those discussions. What do you guys discuss, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, we say that God is good and always goes to him when we're feeling sad.
Okay, I like that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I just want to encourage the Junior Giants, don't be ashamed to talk to your friends about God. Now, I don't mean that you're going to preach them a sermon and holler at them and all that. That's not what I mean. But when we're talking, the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And what that means is that because of the things that you do, others are going to see the light of Christ in you. And that's going to make them want what it is on the inside of you that you have, that light on the inside. And the light on the inside of you is Christ Jesus. And they're going to see him in you by the way that you carry yourself, by the things that you do, when you're honest and when you're sweet and kind to other people. They're going to see that light in you, and they're going to want what you have. So I just want to encourage you to continue, you all to continue to let your light shine. We're going to go on with our show. And the next Junior Giant reporter that we have is going to be Miss Taria. Good morning, Taria. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And how was your week?
Good.
That sounded strange. You had a good week?
Yes.
Okay, you don't sound quite sure. What made it good?
Well, I got 100 on my math test.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. Are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Saria, and I am your Junior Giant reporter. Today I will be talking to you about how I let my light shine. Letting my light shine means helping others and using my gifts. Some of the ways I let my light shine in school is by helping my classmates when they are having trouble with work. When I am at home, my light shines when I help my mom and dad. My light shines with my friends when I encourage them to do good when they are doing bad. It is hard to let my light shine during times like Halloween because I can't participate in that holiday the way others celebrate. What I like mostly about being a Christian is I get to learn how to serve God. That is how I let my light shine. This is Taria, your Junior Giant reporter.
Okay, Ms. Taria, thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to ask you two questions. You said that you let your light shine at home when you help your mother out. Do you help your mother out without her asking?
Yes.
That's a good thing. Okay. And my second question is, you said it's hard to be a Christian when, about Halloween?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so what makes it hard to be a Christian?
Because I can't celebrate it how others celebrate, and I can't dress up.
Okay. And so you want to be like the other kids?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I can't participate in the competition.
You can't participate?
No.
I just want to encourage you because I know that there are a lot of children who don't participate in Halloween for various reasons. Ask your mother to help you get an understanding of what the true meaning of Halloween is And maybe you'll understand why she doesn't want you to participate, okay? And I know that it's difficult when all the other children, huh?
My mom talks to us about why we can't celebrate it.
Okay. So do you understand the real meaning behind Halloween?
Yes.
Okay. So I understand that it can be difficult, and that goes for everybody. I remember when I was little and my father was a preacher and we couldn't celebrate. And it kind of makes you feel odd because everybody else is doing stuff and you're not doing anything or you're not getting to be a part. But sometimes you have to understand, even as a Christian, you're not going to be able to do everything that everybody else does because that's not what Christ would want you to do. And that would dim your light. So there's a whole discussion around Halloween, but just be encouraged that it's just one day out of the year, and it's not something that's going to hurt you to not do. And so sometimes you just have to understand that parents know best. And I know sometimes that's hard because you want to do, but remember we're learning how to do the things that are best for us. Okay?
Okay, I understand.
Okay. We're going to keep going. And we're going to keep going with our Junior Giant reporters. Our next one, I think, this morning is going to be Miss Jada. Good morning, Jada. Hello? Miss Jada? If you have me on mute, take me off. Jada? Well, I believe
yes.
You will come back. And say, oh, there you are. Did you disappear?
Yeah, I was in the bathroom.
Okay, thanks for sharing. How was your week?
Good.
Why was it good?
Next week, we don't have any school on Tuesday.
Okay, but that's next week. But how was your week good this week?
I don't know. It was just good.
Okay. All right. Are you ready with your report?
Yes. Good morning.
Okay, go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Jada, your Junior Giant reporter. Letting my light shine means that I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me, doing things without grumbling and complaining to the best of my ability. I let my light shine in three places, which are school, home, and at a friend's house. I let my light shine at school by doing the right thing, even when no one is watching, and always being proactive. I also let my light shine at school by being respectful to my teachers. I let my light shine at home by cleaning my room and obeying my parents at all times, also by doing chores and homework. I let my light shine by being friendly and respectful to my friend. Sometimes it's difficult to let my light shine if someone makes me angry and is being disrespectful. I enjoy being a Christian to let my light shine so I can obey God and do the things that's pleasing to Him and my parents. Also, going to church and studying the Word of God. This has been Jada, your June Giant reporter. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.
Okay, Ms. Jada, tell me again how you let your light shine with your friends.
I'm always friendly and respectful, and I don't damage their property.
Okay. All right. So when your parents ask you, what happens when you're in a bad mood? What do you do? When your parents tell you to do something and you are not in a good mood, how are you able to let your light still shine?
Well, even if I don't want to do it, I try my best to do it anyway because I know it's the right thing to listen to your parents.
Okay. I like those answers. Thank you for your report.
You're welcome.
We're going to continue. This is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio, and you are listening to the Junior Giant reporters giving their reports on letting their light shine. We're going to continue now with Mr. Luke. Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Good.
And how was your week?
Good.
Okay. Luke, did you have to use your, you remember the coping skill that we learned last week?
Yes.
Did you get to have to use your coping skill this week?
In school.
In school, did it work for you?
Sort of.
Okay, we'll talk about that at another time, you and I, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, sir.
Good day. This is Luke, your Junior Giant reporter, and today I will talk about letting my light shine. To let my light shine means to be nice to other people even when they are not nice to me. There are some things that let my light shine, but I will only discuss home, school, and church. I let my light shine at home by being respectful to my dad, mom, and family. I let my light shine at school by being nice to my friends. Lastly, I let my light shine at church by praising the Lord. There are times when it is difficult to let my light shine. For example, when people bully me or when I am distracted, it is hard to let my light shine. I'm learning to be silent, take a deep breath, organize my thoughts. Times happen. I enjoy being a Christian and letting my light shine because God will reward me when I do His work. I also enjoy being a Christian because I love God. In closing, this is Luke, your Junior Giant reporter. Have a nice day.
All right, Luke. I love your report. And so tell me about letting your light shine at school.
I'm at school. I let my light shine by being nice to my friends and obeying my teacher.
Okay. And I want you to continue to do that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So I noticed that you put your coping skill in there, stop. I want you to continue practicing that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. We're going to keep going with our Junior Giant reporters. You all are doing a wonderful job, as always. And I think it's important that you understand about your own light, because your parents are going to tell you to do the right things. But there's going to come a time in your life, and even it's part of your life now, when you are not in your parents' presence, you still have to learn to do the right things. You're not just doing it because you think somebody is watching you. You're doing the right things because, well, first of all, God is always watching, but you're doing the right things because you know they are right to do. And because that's what Christian children do, they try their best to do the right thing. Now, no one expects you to be perfect, because there's really no such thing as perfect. But we do expect you to try and to do your best. So continue to let your lights shine. And we're going to keep on going. And our next Junior Giant reporter is going to be Miss Amaya. Good morning, Miss Amaya.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And how was your week?
It's been going great, actually.
Okay. What made it great?
I got my results from my pretest in reading, and I had an 83, but my goal was to get a 90 and above, but I was close to my goal. So I was very happy about that.
Okay. And if you keep on practicing and keep trying, you're gonna reach your goal and exceed it. Okay? I just believe that you will. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm a junior dive reporter, and my name is Amaya. Today, I will be reporting about letting my light shine. Letting your light shine means that you are in your own zone where you feel confident. When you feel confident, you would think of yourself as the bigger person or the greatest. When your light shines, all the doubts that you had goes away, and it's a feeling where you feel free, where you can do anything and just be you. I let my light shine at school by trying to fix things. I've always wanted to be a counselor, so when I see one of my friends and their feelings, then I would talk to them about the great outcomes that could happen at the end. At school, I would do the same with the other students. I would always listen to their problems that they are having, and then I would try to fix whatever the problem is. I wouldn't call myself a counselor, but I would call myself as someone who has the desire to help others with different situations. At home, I would play on my piano since I love playing it. When I play the piano, I would always think of myself in a different world where there's nothing but peace. During that time, I would feel great about myself and let my light shine. There were times that were difficult to let my light shine. It was usually people's opinions. Some were mean, and I would usually think about it. I would usually ask myself, is this how it's supposed to work? Because I would usually let people's mean opinions take over, which means that my light doesn't shine that bright. I enjoy letting my light shine because I don't have to worry about nothing. I can be me and feel great about it without a single worry. I enjoy being a Christian because I know that God has my back during any type of situation, and so I can depend on Him. My name is Amaya, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Amaya. That was a beautiful report. That was a beautiful report. So tell me about the times when it's difficult for you to be a Christian. When other people's opinions come, what is the first thing that you think about?
I would think, are they right? You know, is this true? Like say if someone says I don't play, you know, I'm not good at playing the piano, and like I would always ask myself, is that, you know, does that sound great, like how I play it, or something like that.
Okay, so you ask yourself whether or not what they're saying is true?
Ma'am?
So if someone comes to you with negative opinions, do you ask yourself if what they're saying is true?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I just want to encourage you, even in those times when it seems difficult to let your light shine, I want you to always remember people are going to always say things, and sometimes they're going to be nice and sometimes they're not. But I want you to always remember what God says about you, what your parents say about you, because those are the things that matter the most. God considers you to be, what the Bible says, is the apple of His eye. In other words, you're very cherished. You're very important. He sees you. He knows everything about you, the good and the bad. He knows everything, and He loves you without comparison. There's no comparison to the love of God for you. So when people come, because some people are just mean, and that's just the truth, and they'll say mean things to you out of jealousy. They'll see you trying new things or being excellent, because there's no harm in being excellent. And I think that's part of your letting your light shine, is that you strive for excellence. There's nothing wrong with that. And so don't let anyone make you feel less or like you're doing too much because you're letting your excellence shine. But just remember what God is saying about you. He says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that means He made you particularly just like you are. You have the eyes because those are the eyes He wanted you to have. You have the intelligence and the smarts and the creativity and all of those things because that's the way God wanted you to be. And so just be encouraged. When it seems difficult to let your light shine because people are saying mean things or, you know, and sometimes you want to say mean things back, but that's when you use that coping skill. We stop, we get silent, take a deep breath, organize our thoughts, and then proceed with a plan. You do that and you don't pay them any attention. And you remember while you're organizing your thoughts, you remember what God is saying about you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to continue. I know I get on my soapbox, and I appreciate you all listening. We're going to continue with our last Junior Giant reporter, but I want to give you the question of the day. And I have two questions, so if you need to get a pen, you might need to get a pen real quick. But here are the two questions for the day. They're fairly easy, or maybe it's three questions. First of all, are you a leader? The second question goes with that is, how do you show your leadership? Or if you're not a leader, tell me why. So are you a leader? And if you're not a leader, tell me why. And if you're not a leader, tell me why. And if you are a leader, tell me how you show leadership. Okay? Now, the last question is because we have been following the election this entire year. And the election is actually going to be on Tuesday. And I want you to tell me, if you are willing, who you think will win this election. And we will see how that turns out. Okay? So that's the question of the day. But before we go to the question of the day, we have Miss Almeida. Good morning, Miss Almeida.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And how was your week?
It was good. I had a couple of ceremonies or whatever. What are they called? I had a couple of assemblies that I had to go to. And we had to sit through those.
Okay.
And they had, like, this zoo thing at our school. And it was terrifying.
What thing?
They had, like, this, like, there was, like, these Australian zookeepers, and they, like, came to our school, and they brought all these, like, snakes and stuff.
Oh, wow. That sounds interesting.
It was actually very scary.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that, too.
Because they were, like, walking around, and I was, like, in the front row. They were, like, walking around with them in the front row. And they had this, like, big snake that was, like, wrapped around his body.
Oh, ugh. Well,
it was pretty scary.
Are you ready with your report?
Yes, I am.
Well, please go right ahead.
Okay. Greetings to all of you online in Radioland. My name is Almeida Southall. Today we are talking about letting your light shine. But first, what does it mean to let your light shine? I think letting your light shine means doing the right thing when nobody is watching you, such as your parents, your teachers, and any adult that has more authority over you. I think that letting your light shine is by respecting your elders, parents, and teachers. I also let my light shine by going to church. God gives us all a light, and it is important that we use our light by praising God. I think it's hard sometimes to let your light shine around your friends if they want to do something that's wrong and you know it's wrong. Sometimes you feel like you should do the right thing, but you also want to fit in with your friends. It's important to go with your gut and do the right thing because God is always watching you. What I like about being a Christian is that God gives you miracles even when you least expect it. He also turns bad situations into good ones. That's why it's important to let your light shine and give God thanks for what he's done. This is your Junior Giant, Almeida Southall. Thanks for listening.
Almeida, good report. Good report. What do you think is your strongest area of letting your light shine?
I think my strongest area is not following the crowd, because I'm not much of a follower. I'm more of a leader. Because some of the things that my friends try to do are crazy, to be totally honest.
Okay. Okay, so you're kind of answering the question of the day. You consider yourself a leader?
Yes.
And so how do you lead? How do you show your leadership?
I show my leadership by, like, doing good in school, and I try to not get into, like, all the drama and everything, because there's, like, a lot of drama at our school, so I try not to, like, get into any of it. I try to stay out of it and, like, do what I came to school to do, which is learn.
Okay. I like that. And tell me the area that you thought was difficult for you to be a Christian.
I think what is difficult to be about being a Christian is that sometimes you do have to miss out on opportunities like trick-or-treating or, like, I don't know, or, like, saying bad words and stuff, which is not necessarily missing out on anything, but it's something that a lot of kids do, which I don't necessarily think is right.
Okay. This is our, I've heard this twice now this morning about trick-or-treating. I just want to let you guys know, whenever you stand for what is right, whenever you do the right thing, you have to know that God is going to bless you for doing that. And sometimes it feels like a sacrifice because you may be missing out. And, you know, we know the right thing, and we believe a certain way, and some people believe it and some people don't. And so sometimes it's difficult to do what you believe is the, or your parents believe is the right thing. But always know that when you choose to do the right thing and you're standing for what you believe, God will bless you for that. And that's not to condemn anybody else or anything like that. But it, just know that in any area of your life, when you choose to do what is right, God is going to bless you. Always know that. If you choose to do the right thing, the consequences of doing right will be a blessing. And the consequences of doing what's wrong is not going to be a blessing. And it's going to be something that you're not going to want to have to deal with. So always remember that. Don't feel like you're missing something. Just know that down the road there's going to be a blessing for you, and that God has something for you because you are striving to do the right thing. Okay? That's just so that you all know. Because sometimes I understand that you may feel like you're missing out. But understand that when you stand for righteousness and when you're trying to do what is right, God will always, 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 always bless you. Okay? Now, let's go to the question of the day. I'm going to start with Mr. Luke. Mr. Luke, are you a leader?
Yes.
How do you show your leadership?
By leading other people out of trouble when they're about to get into it.
Okay. I like that. And so, Luke, who do you think is going to be our next president?
Hillary Clinton.
Okay. Do you have a reason why?
Probably because she is a little bit more than what I expected for the president. She's a little bit more, like, she's decent, and she is better than Donald Trump.
You say she's decent. Okay, that's one vote for Hillary. Let's move on. Miss Taria, are you a leader?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me how you show leadership.
I choose to do the right things, and I don't follow others when they are doing wrong.
Okay. Is that hard sometimes not to follow others?
No.
What about when wrong looks fun? Because sometimes the wrong thing to do looks pretty fun.
I just don't do it.
Okay. Good job. So tell me, who do you think is going to win?
Hillary.
You think Hillary's going to win?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because she has more experience than Donald Trump, and he thinks that we're all stronger together.
Okay. I like your reasoning. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Miss Michelle, are you a leader?
Yes.
Tell me how you showed your leadership.
At school, when we're in the hallway, we're in line, I show my leadership by showing little kids in kindergarten through fourth grade that you have to do the right thing and that be a follower, because I have a lot of followers in my class, and they don't really listen to my teacher nor any other teacher. And I help them to realize that what they're doing is wrong, and I help them to realize that they must do what's right in order to get a compliment or
okay.
A privilege.
Okay. I like that. You're very helpful. I've noticed that about you. You like helping people. So tell me, who's going to win the election?
Hillary.
Okay. And why do you think that?
Because Hillary, she always has a smile on her face, and she's kind, and she's loving, and she cares a lot about children, and she also is against cancer, and she helps children who have cancer, and she gives money to hospitals to help the children and find a cure for them.
Okay. I like your reason. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ms. Jada, are you a leader?
Yes.
Tell me how.
Well, if I see my friends doing something wrong, I always tell them it's better to do the right thing.
Okay. Do you consider yourself an example by doing the right thing?
Yes.
Okay. And so tell me, who do you think is going to win this election?
Hillary Clinton.
Okay. Well, why do you say that?
Because she's just the more reasonable candidate, and Donald Trump, he's not really suitable to be the president. He's always making fun of people with disabilities and making people feel bad on television.
All right. I like you all's answers. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Miss Alyssa, are you a leader?
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me, how do you show your leadership?
Well, some kids at school in my class, they are followers, and when I see people trying to follow other people who know they're doing bad things, I just try to be a leader and show them how you're supposed to be good.
Okay, I like that. I like that. So tell me, who do you think is going to win this election?
Hillary Clinton.
You think Hillary's going to win? Okay, and tell me why you think that.
Well, Hillary, she's very nice, and kind of what somebody said, who's always putting a smile on her face, and she's always trying to give money to hospitals to help kids.
Okay. All righty then. I'm going to be interested to see who actually wins this race. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have Miss Amaya. Miss Amaya, are you a leader?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and tell me how you show your leadership.
I show my leadership by just being different. Like the people in my class, we would have these groupies, I would say, and they would usually be in a group and just do whatever together, and they would talk together, and they would mostly do anything together. Me, on the other hand, I think I'm more independent to myself. Like, I wouldn't call myself a loner, but I'm just, like, by myself most of the time. And I just like doing stuff independent. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. And you don't have to be a loner to be independent. You can just be independent because it shows that you know who you are and, you know, you enjoy your own company. And sometimes you can be with your friends and sometimes you don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, who do you think is going to win?
I would say Hillary.
Okay. And tell me why you think that.
I think I would pick Hillary only, like, because I wouldn't want, you know, a disrespectful man to run the country. Like, he's very disrespectful to women, and he was very racist. And I don't think that our country needs a person like that. And I heard that he, like, wasted veteran money on something that was very ridiculous. And, like, I didn't want, like, if he took over a country, I wouldn't want him to, like, you know, spend money on nothing that we probably don't even need. And Hillary, on the other hand, she's a great woman, and she can show, like, leadership to the younger girls to show that they can, you know, become something and do something great in their future.
Okay. I like your answers. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're going to go now with Miss Almeida. You've already told us that you are a leader, so tell me now, who do you think is going to win this election?
I think Hillary's going to win, but at any point, Trump could always catch up. But I think that in this case, Hillary has the upper hand, and I think that Hillary should win because she has a way more realistic point of view based on what's going on in the world. Like, all that Trump is saying is futuristic. Like, he doesn't have necessarily a plan. He's just saying all the things that he's going to do. And Hillary has, like, everything together. Like, she's saying these things, and she's giving us actual ways that she's going to solve things that we have problems going on. And I don't think that Trump is very, like, supportive, especially based on the fact of, like, women. Like, he's very sexist based on, like, women and how, like, he's saying that they're disgusting and stuff like that. And I don't think that that's the case. And I definitely don't think that that's what we need in the White House.
Okay. I just want to tell my Junior Giant reporters, I think you guys are brilliant. I just think you all are brilliant. I love your minds. I love the way they work. And I just want you to keep excelling, keep going forward, keep learning. Because every time I have a show, I get off and I'm so excited because I hear brilliance coming out of these young people. And I just want to encourage you all, my Junior Giants. First of all, I love you very much. And secondly, go on and be who God has created you all to be. You're great young people, and I mean that. I'm not just saying that for some words. I really get excited because you're doing good things. You're striving to do good things. You're striving to do the right thing. And I just want you to know that you have other, along with your parents, you have another person in your corner that just says, go and be great. Go and do wonderful things in this world because your brains are working well. I've worked with a lot of children in my lifetime, and even at this point, I'm still working with other people's children, and they don't give me hope, and I hate to say that, but because of the things that they've been through, they are so overwhelmed by hurt and pain that a lot of them are having difficulty coming past that. And I pray for them often and try to work with them. But in you all, you are a ray of hope. You are like a big sunshine in this world. I want you to keep letting your light shine. I want you to keep striving to be great because you all are some of the best children that I've worked with, and I've worked with children longer than your parents have been living. And so that's the truth. But I just want you all to keep going forward. Keep going forward. Keep doing great. When you mess up, ask God to forgive you and keep going. No one is perfect, like I said earlier. No one is perfect, but there is one that will always be there to help you. God is going to always be there. He's always going to be there to help you and encourage you. And you all are blessed with families that are pouring greatness into you. And I want you to let those lights shine. Don't be afraid to be the best in your class. Don't be afraid to be the best in your school or in any other surrounding that you are in. Because when you have God in you, he helps you to excel. So if you set goals for yourself that you want to read at a certain level, don't give up. Keep striving. Keep striving. If you want to do a certain thing, ask God to help you. And I can really give you examples of how God has helped me, even as a child. When I was a child, I have dyslexia. And I didn't, back in the day when I was growing up, they didn't have, you know, the classes for that. And so my mother really worked with me. But even today, I still battle that. But with the way that the dyslexia was, there were things that I should not have been able to do. But God has blessed me throughout my life. He's allowed me to author books and write plays and do different things. But that was because God helped me. It wasn't because of anything I did or I'm so wonderful, but it's because God loves me so much that he is willing to help me every step of the way. And I want my young people to know that God is there to help you. I don't want you to ever forget that. When you're having a good day, God is there. When you're having a bad day, when you're having a bad moment, when you're irritated or mad, God is there to help you because he wants you to succeed. He's like your biggest cheerleader in your corner saying, go, go, you can do it. And I want you to remember that. And you guys are outstanding young people. Okay, I really got on a tangent there. But I'm listening to you all, and I like that you think. And I want you to think about godly things, yes, but I also want you to have a mind for things that are going on in our society because God has given you strength and power within yourself to help change your world. You may not be able to change the whole wide world, but the world in which you live, you can make better, and I want to encourage you to do so. Okay. Thank you, all young people. Job well done today. Now, we're going to get ready to close out our show. We're almost out of time. But I want to once again let you know that we are recruiting for Junior Giant Speaks. And our church is getting ready to start going into the community. We had our first team meeting for the team that's going to be going out in the community. And if you have children at your church or your youth group that need some skills, that need to learn how to do skills, our focus is on children between the ages of 7 and 12. But the skills that we're teaching will help children of all ages. And so if you have children that might want to be a part of Junior Giant Speaks, please give us a call. Our number is 678-516-5570. If you on an individual basis have children that are in need of learning skills, please contact me at the same number, and we'll set up some time to see how we can help and encourage them and teach them some skills that they might continue to be successful. Our Junior Giant reporters are the kind of children that are wanting to excel, that are wanting to do something. And I have high expectations, and I have high hopes for these young people. And so I want you to keep them in your prayers. We have quite a few listeners today, and I'm always glad for the listeners. I want you to keep our children in your prayers, that God might continue to watch over them, and he will. And that they know that they have angels encamped all around about them that are watching over them to keep them and to do the things that they know are right to do and to continue to let their lights shine. I want to thank you today for our show, which was Letting My Light Shine. And I want to thank you for this time. I want you to have a wonderful week, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you in a couple of more weeks as we prepare to do our Thanksgiving show. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your day. I love you, Junior Giants. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Just teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's eyesight. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on Judgment Day.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's eyesight.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers, love them, teach them
the right way.
Fathers, mold them, scold them,
teach them to pray.
Fight for, be there for
every day.
Father, show them their love
in every way.
Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that
that precious in God's eyes, say, Father, love them, teach them. Father, mold them, call them. Father, provide for, be there for.
Thank you for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio. This has been Junior Giant Speaks. God bless you and have a wonderful day.